For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.
A woman.
All across the listing area, colleges are back in session for their fall semesters. And more than ever before, the face of the average American college student is becoming more and more non-traditional. According to U.S. Education Department data, just 29% of the country's 18 million undergraduates are what's known as traditional students. That is, students who graduated high school and then enrolled full-time in four-year public or nonprofit colleges or universities. Nearly 1 million undergraduates were at least the age of 25, and nearly 500,000 were in their 30s or older. On a recent Wednesday evening here at the WKU Glasgow campus, some of those, let's call them more mature faces, were on display as students milled about the hallways in between night classes.
Right after high school, I chose not to go to school. Because of financial reasons. My mom was a single mother.
45-year-old Samantha Johnson of Glasgow could serve as Exhibit A of the growing number of non-traditional students now on American college campuses. Johnson got on at Walmart through a high school work-study program and continued working there after she graduated in 1986. She got married and had two sons. In 2004, Johnson divorced. A year later, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. After 6 months of chemotherapy and radiation, Johnson found herself at a crossroads. So she joined a volunteer program with Barron County Schools and ended up going to the WKU Glasgow campus to accompany kids on field trips. And that's when she ran into the then interim campus director, James McCaslin.
And he kept encouraging me. And every time I come, he's like, you can do that. You can do this. It's easy. So I got up one day and said, you know, I think I'm going to do it.
Johnson's initial confidence gave way to self-doubt. She had been out of school for 24 years, and she feared much of what she had learned had been forgotten. But Johnson says her interactions as a Barron County Schools volunteer with at-risk youth helped get her over the hump and back into the classroom.
You know, I just kept encouraging them, saying, you know, if you don't pursue an education, you're never going to have anything. So I basically was giving them the same advice that Dr. McCaslin was giving me. So I was like, you know, if I can encourage these students to do it, then I can do it.
WKU Glasgow academic advisor Phyllis Reed says the fear and self-doubt Johnson faced before enrolling in college courses are common for many non-traditional students. It's fair to also point out that many traditional college students face crises of self-confidence along the way to getting their degrees. But Reed says it's especially difficult for those who haven't been in the classroom for years or, in some cases, even decades.
Well, I think that is the big fear. You know, I've been out so long. Am I going to be able to do this? A lot of the fear, too, I think, is taking the entrance test to get in. You know, maybe it's been 10, 15, 20 years since they graduated.
Samantha Johnson overcame her fears and began classes at WKU Glasgow in 2010. She says she soon noticed a few things that surprised her. For starters, a lot of the knowledge she assumed had left her brain over the years seemed to magically reappear.
I was amazed my first semester here, how everything just kind of jogged back in my memory. It's like your memory is like a hard drive to a computer. The information is there. You just got to tap back into it.
Johnson also realized she had a lot to offer the younger, traditional college students that were surrounding her. Compared to an 18-year-old just out of high school, Johnson had a lifetime of knowledge and experience to draw upon.
And so I can grasp the material much quicker than even the students that are fresh out of high school because they don't have the life experiences. So what's been really strange is how the younger people attach to the non-traditional students and say, you know, hey, can you help me with this?
Yeah, people that do that to you?
Actually, yes, we do. A lot.
Johnson plans to graduate in 2 years from WKU Glasgow with a degree in sociology. The 45-year-old says she wants to go to graduate school after that, maybe even pursue a PhD. Not bad for someone out of school for 24 years. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.